America Weekend.
It's the Richard Bay Show. What is it? What talk show has an audience with this kind of energy and spirit, right?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Chatting with our next guest is as comfortable as slipping into old pajamas and watching your favorite movie on TV. It is always great to chat with one of the pioneers of talk TV, the one and only Richard Bay. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. You make me sound like I'm ready for Turner Classic Movies.
Well, I sat up all night and I wrote that introduction, so it is always fun to have you on. There is so much going on right now. This week, all the big media hullabaloo was the start of Stephen Colbert taking over for Letterman in Late Night. You are a true veteran of television from the entertainment side of it, from the information side of it. What are your thoughts about the long-term success of Stephen Colbert out of character hosting that show?
It remains to be seen because we really haven't seen much of him out of character. You know, he had that confrontation, the comic confrontation with Jeb Bush. Because Jeb Bush was giving away free tickets, you know, to come see the show as a prize for people who made donations. Well, when he responded to me, it appeared like he was in the persona of the character he was playing on the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
So, you know, we haven't seen him be Steve Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a whole different thing, you know? I mean, I remember watching Jack Parr would show home movies of his family in Late Night. Johnny Carson, we didn't know much about his personal life, but the persona that he had as Johnny Carson was pretty consistent. When you do one of those late night shows, it may not be who you really are, but it's got to be something that is consistent for the audience.
Why isn't he going in as his character?
I don't think he can survive doing that type of a show. Is there a certain element of the audience that is expecting that character?
I think there
and
is.
That type of political satire? And it is what it was. It was, you know, it was pro-left, anti-right, whatever, and he had a niche audience. When those people tune in, and if he's not, and he's not doing that, is that going to turn those people away for good? Is there an expectation that he's going to continue that same type of political satire at 11:30 on a network?
I don't think there's a reasonable expectation that he's going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, what else he can do remains to be seen.
Right.
You know,
true.
He's bright. He's funny. He's, you know, he's a good-looking guy, you know.
Yeah.
But whether he can make that connection with an audience, without assuming a character, it remains to be seen.
The only thing I even remember him doing, other than The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, was he had like a walk-on part on a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode when he's with his wife outside a theater and asks Larry David to take their picture and it turns into an argument. It's the only time I've ever seen this guy on television.
Well,
it's
I have one more for you.
Yeah.
It was on television and it was in the theater. He performed in a Stephen Sondheim production of Company.
Okay.
As one of the couples, as a musical comedy. And it was while he was doing the Colbert Report.
Mm-hmm.
He was an actor in that, and that was shown on PBS, actually. And
I missed that one.
So he's been an actor. I have to tell you, when I started being a talk show host, my program director would tell me all the time, "You're not an actor anymore. You've got to be yourself. You're not an actor." And I really understood that. But still, the persona that you have, just as I said, when Trump speaks in front of a crowd, it's different, or when Howard Stern is in front of a microphone, it doesn't mean that you're not being true to who you are. But it's a part of who you are, that you don't use dealing with one-on-one people in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's false. Yeah, Colbert, it remains to be seen.
Do you miss having your talk show?
I don't miss having that talk show. I miss having a talk
show. Well, the talk show that you were on, like, why isn't it on a loop somewhere on cable.
You know, with all and that's a good point. With all these new TV channels popping up, all these sub-digital channels, where I'm last night watching Match Game 1962, the old black and white one, and I'm watching the Bob Newhart binge all weekend, which tells you a lot about my life. But anyway, those shows would be great. It would be like a 90s time capsule. Do you know where the tapes are for all your shows?
I have about, what happened was this. When Channel 9 was sold to Fox, eventually, they took everything but the Morton Downey tapes and the Howard Stern tapes and dumped them in a giant dumpster next to the station. So they always called it trash TV. I said, now it's literally trash.
So that's not good.
All the people that I worked with at Channel 9 were calling me. They said, they're throwing out all your shows. I drove over there with the roof down on my Saab.
Yeah.
And these are one-inch masters that were broadcast masters of the show. And they weigh, you know, there's six of them to a box.
Oh, they're a ton. Yeah.
So they're pretty heavy. I took about 200 and 250, something like that. I put them in my car, and I rented a storage facility in Sea Caucus, where they were until very recently. What happened over the years, I had a friend who owned Magna Studios in New York, and he offered to have them converted to DVD for $75 a tape. So I went over there and I got about half of them, three quarters of them converted to DVDs, and I still have them here. And you can see some of them on richardbay.org, and you'll see thousands of others that, and I mean really, literally, at least 1,000 on YouTube.
Oh, there's tons of stuff on YouTube.
You need to get this on a TV channel.
I really think, you know what,
people
when they do a throwback 90s channel, we're all of a sudden, we're Richard Bay's business managers here. I like this. We're planning out the future of the past. We are taking the Richard Bay show and bringing it back to life, because I really think you got these time capsule type TV channels now.
Listen, I agree with you.
Yes.
Oh,
I agree with you 100%. But you know what? It seems like such a no-brainer that I don't know why nobody has called me.
See, this is our cause. This is now our new fight.
We need to start calling people.
We want Richard Bay. We want that show back on the air. I want to be able to watch Password. I want to be able to watch Let's Make a Deal. But more than anything, I want to be able to watch Richard Bay.
If they aired it at late night, on something like even Spike.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it would become a college, a university, I think, cult
I agree.
Program.
You know what would
that.
Be so cool, too? Well, I keep throwing around this term, time capsule. It would be kind of cool to go back and just look at, like, the 90s-ish of that show. The hair, the accents, feel of that show.
Agree.
That show was Jersey Shore before Jersey Shore even existed.
Exactly.
Well, what was the craziest thing? I mean, a lot of crazy things happened on your show, but what, in your mind, could be one of the most memorable moments for you on that show?
Well, I thought one of the things we did, I mean, people always say, oh, you were Jerry Springer before Jerry Springer, which, you know, Jerry Springer took something of what we did, you know, boxed it, and went off and made, and then Maury did the same sort of thing. We made commentary on other pop culture, you know, events and television shows. I played characters.
Right.
Most of the time, I was Sergeant Dick Bay with the Wimpy Husbands. We had contests like Miss Big Butt and Mr. Puniverse. We had the Wheel of Torture. I was Detective Dick Bay, who would shine the intensity light on the cheating boyfriend and with the sound effects that I was slapping him to get him to confess to his infidelities. I mean, it was... I watch it now and I start to laugh, and I was there. I know it's still funny as hell to watch.
That's right.
Yeah, sure is.
Because stuff like that is always funny. And it was like the evolution of the variety show. It was new for that time, and it really was a trailblazing show. When you think about where a lot of these shows have gone nowadays,
it set a
tone for what came. And I just think it'd be really cool to see it back on again. But
And the interesting thing is, when it went off the air, I had a year where I was paid off for a year to do nothing. But after that year, I went to L.A. a lot. I had tons of money at the time, and I went to see people. And I had a meeting with an agent at UTA, who had just signed a 3-project deal for Carmen Electra. And I sat and we talked, and he told me how much he enjoyed watching the show, blah, 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 and we wanted to hear stories. At the very end, he said, "Do you have any questions for me?" And I said, "Yeah, I only have one. Do you want to represent me and help me to get another job?" And he said, "I don't think anybody's going to ever let you back on TV again."
Huh. And really? Why would he even have the interview with you or the meeting?
Yeah.
I said, "Why?" And he went, "Well," and I said, so I jumped in and I said, "Because I lowered the standards of television." He goes, "That's right, you lowered the standards of television." And I burst out laughing, and he said, "No, please, I don't mean to offend you." I said, "You just signed a 3-project deal for Carmen Electra.
Man, no kidding.
I know.
It's
like, I lowered the standards of television."
Yeah, all of a sudden he's shoveling Shakespeare around with Carmen Electra, and he can't do anything with you? That's ridiculous. But you know what? Hey, where the hell is Carmen Electra today? And I'll tell you where Richard Bey is, on a national radio show being interviewed as we speak.
That is absolutely right.
So take that, Carmen, wherever you should be today. Well, once again, he is a true friend of the program, and it's always fun to have him on. Richard Bey, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Journalist Julia Whitty, returning from Antarctica at the bottom of the globe, writes polar Earth is truly thawing. In fact, the western Antarctic Peninsula is warming faster than any place on Earth. Wintertime temps have skyrocketed, and what was once a cold, dry place is now a warm, wet place. Wildlife is in chaos, with penguin populations dropping 75% since 1980. This is the same Antarctic ice sheet that Captain James Cook came up against in 1774 and turned back, never to return, writing, "The land was, quote, doomed by nature to everlasting frigidness, whose horrible and savage aspect I have no words to describe." And today, penguins without ice become easy prey to a much hotter Mother Nature.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hockey Hall of Famer represented the U.S. at the 1984 Olympic Games. He scored 1,000 points in his career, including the game winner in the quadruple overtime Easter epic for the New York Islanders.
LaFontaine drills a shot and a goal. The Islanders win the series.
So where is Pat LaFontaine now? Multiple concussions prematurely ended Pat's career, but inspiration from visiting children in hospitals led him to start Companions in Courage, which builds interactive playrooms in hospitals. In 2006, the Buffalo Sabres retired Pat's number 16 jersey, and today Pat coaches junior hockey in Long Island, New York.
LaFontaine pulls up, moves it on victory, scores!
Pat LaFontaine, a true New Yorker. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.